till you see me. Be a better friend. I'm caught, gotta break away. Yeah, we stalled it, we're stalling. And it won't be wasted. I'll always give you praise. Didn't you let me chase it down? Yeah, we fought the wrong way around. I'll see that it gets to you, yeah. You know I love it, but there's an easier way. You tell me I sing things I'm afraid to say. I'm not above it, I'm just upside down. We don't have to talk, we can just make sounds. So show me something. I think we're haunted. You show me something. We must be haunted. But I'll wait for a cure. Don't think it's me that you're facing. You've got your heart secure. So I'll leave when it's over, if I'm even allowed. Won't stop as we both get older. We fought the wrong way around. The wrong way around. I'll see that it gets to you, yeah. We fought the wrong way around. Won't stop till we both get older. You know I love it, but there's an easier way. You tell me I sing things that I'm afraid to say. Well, I'm not above it, I'm just upside down. We don't have to talk, we can just make sounds. So show me something.
Don't be afraid of your pop sensibilities. Hey, welcome to episode 173 of Tales from the Dropbox, 21st episode of this fine COVID year. Definitely an uneven year for me, for Mr. Belding, your host, again, as always. And I thought that this was a good way to start it. You know, a little energetic from cold beaches, a little soft from coronas, and trying to balance what is an uneven year for me with something positive. And hopefully this show today will show you what those positives are. Where do we start? We start everything off today with Cold Beaches, a song called Somebody from their record called Drifter. Came out on July 31st this year. It's self-released. It's available on Bandcamp. This is stormy, gloomy indie pop. These guys are based out of Chicago. It originally started as a solo project of the vocalist Sophia Nadia, but she managed to find a couple of fine friends, Eric Novak and Charlie Fitchley. This is their third LP together, and it's a great record. Definitely Dropbox worthy. And then we followed it up with the Coronas, a song called Haunted from a record called True Love Waits. Came out on July 31st on So Far So Good Records. That's their own record label. It's their first LP in 3 years. It's a little uneven. I got to tell you that it's a little too mellow in places for Mr. Belding. But I love melody, and I love pop music in general, which for coming from a punk rock background and literally 40 plus years in punk rock at this point, to try to open yourself up to kind of softer pop music and find gold has been a pleasant experience over these past several years. Corona's that song Haunted struck a chord, so I played it for you. Like it? I'm hoping so. Anyway, I got a big show for you. I'm going to start everything off today with this band out of Dayton, Ohio called the Raging Nathans. I think you're going to love them, and you should, and I'll tell you why later. Anyway, this song is called Big Mouth.
Here comes your lawyer, your right of heat. was pointed out was the point of the point of your point. La Pointe Lafayette, Pointe Ephemère, Saint-Laurent, Pointe du Point, Pointe du Point, Pointe du Point. We'll be right back.
If you're old enough, you probably remember this 80s post-punk band called The Room. If you're not, then just ignore what follows. Anyway, two guys, Paul Cavanaugh and Dave Jackson, were members of this pretty good post-punk act out of Liverpool that split up in 1985. 30 years later, they reappear. Now they're called The Room in the Wood. Get it? Coming out of the woods, essentially, playing this kind of riff-based psych rock. They're back together again. This is their first new music in 30-plus years. They are reunited and in love. This is their second LP under this name. Think of this as a mix of kind of Echo and the Bunnymen and T-Rex kind of jammed together. The track I played for you is called Mars Won't Save Us, from a record called We're the Martians Now. Came out on April 10th this year. It's self-released and definitely Dropbox worthy. I truly enjoyed that. The track before that was Savak, a song called The Point of the Point. It came out on an 8-inch record. What do you mean 8-inch record? Aren't records supposed to be 7 inches? Exactly. This was a lathe cut 8-inch record produced by Drummed Easy Records. This is the follow-up single to Savak's fourth LP, Rotting Teeth in the Horse's Mouth, which was a great record. I played something off of that earlier in the year. This is their third release of 2020. If you can find it, great. It's available on Bandcamp as a digital-only release. Great track. And then we start everything off in the set with the Raging Nathans, a song called Big Mouth, from their record Oppositional Defiance. Came in on Rad Girlfriend Records on July 24th this year. It's the third LP from this Dayton, Ohio party rock band. They formed in 2008. They've done a split single with Mikey Erg of the Ergs. This is kind of a mix of pop punk, skate punk, and straight ahead punk rock. It's a follow-up to 2017's Cheap Fame. Definitely Dropbox worthy. Look for it. It's getting popular on Bandcamp, so it should pop up fairly early in the punk rock algorithm. Really fun record. I truly enjoyed it. This next set, taking another left turn. Some of these bands are a little older. I think you're going to love them. And I'm going to start everything off with a band that was big in the 90s. That last episode I talked about, we should try to appreciate some of these 90s bands because there was really some good music. One of them was this band called Sleeper. And the track I'm going to play for you is from a John Peel session. This is called Bedhead.
Well, this next one, we're going to need it, your help, if that's all right. It's easy, don't worry about it. It's not Bowie, me and Rhapsody. So it goes... Oh, 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 oh. Goes like that. It goes over, just sing it a bit better. Ready? One, two, three, four.
Well, how'd you like that set? A little different, huh? Anyway, we start everything off in that set. We'll begin at the beginning this time with Sleeper, a song called Bedhead. That's from a BBC recording session with John Peel in 1994 from an album called Live at the BBC. Came out on June 20 of this year on transparent blue vinyl. The vinyl sounds awesome. I picked up the CD sometime in the 90s, but this was part of the Love Record Store a special release in the UK. It compiles tracks recorded at the BBC between 1994 and 1995 when Sleeper were kind of at the top of the pop charts. This came out on Gorski Records, and try to find it. The vinyl is hard to find now. I guess it was made in limited quantities, but it's a great release. We followed that up with Rifles, a song called Fall to Sorrow, obviously. It's from a live record, also kind of obvious if you listen to the song, from a record called Live at the Roundhouse. The Roundhouse, of course, is in London, UK. Came out on Cooking Vinyl Records on April 17th this year. The Rifles are a mod revivalist type act. I love them. I think everything they do is great. This is like in the set list. Think about it. I played this track, which is one of their most popular tracks, and it's only the third track on the LP full of 20 tracks. So great concert, great show. Showcases their entire catalog. If you haven't discovered the Rifles yet, Google them. There's lots of videos, and they're definitely a fun band. And then we followed up and finished that set with a band called Taking Meds, a song called Somebody Particular from a record called The Meds You Deserve. Came out on Smart Punk. That alone should tell you that it's a good record. On July 24th this year, it's a joint release with another label called Near Mint. There are 325 copies of a single-sided 12-inch, because this is a five-track EP. 107 are on Bone from Smart Punk, 215 from the band in Near Mint. This is basically Skylar Sarkis, who's the vocalist, guitarist, and a couple of friends. It's a mix of 90s-tinged math rock and post-hardcore. They're out of Brooklyn. What more can I say? This is a really good record and definitely Dropbox worthy. We're clipping right along here. I don't know if you've noticed. The time goes by quickly for Mr. Belding when we do these shows because I listen along. I love the music and I love the songs. Hope you do too. I think you're going to really love this set. It's an all punk rock set. We're going to start everything off with The Scratches and a song called Sorry Not Sorry.
Drug. Times that lead to desperate measures and logical conclusions, and I'm trapped in this delusion. I'm worn out. I'm worn out. Twisting.
Yeah!
You know, one of the most interesting things that I found over these past, I don't know, 40 years of listening to music, it may be longer, honestly. Mr. Belding's an old dude. I know you can tell. It's the raspy voice, sounds like I've smoked like 40 packs of cigarettes a day. It's these melodious tones that come at you. Yeah, none of those. I don't smoke. So anyway, I've been around a long time. But what's interesting to me is that what we stuff into the category or genre identifier punk rock has broad meaning to a lot of people. Like, I am personally a fan of melody. I love harmony. I love melody. I love sing-alongs. That for me was punk rock. When I grew up in the late 70s and the early 80s, and this is pre-hardcore, like this is 77 punk rock. I mean, if you listen to The Damned and the earliest punk rock bands, The Clash, The Jam, who were even considered punk rock at that time, they were all about songwriting. They were all about harmonies. DOA, who's one of my favorites and from my hometown, even their songs on Hardcore 81 were catchy, melodious. But I know that some of my listeners, and I've gotten comments that I don't play true punk rock because I'm not playing screamo, I'm not playing post-hardcore. And I do. Every once in a while, if you go back, you'll see that there are some great post-hardcore songs. There are some great screamo tracks. But for me, that's not enjoyable. I still consider it punk rock. I think punk rock is doing it your own way. And the band that I played last there, Annie Flag, are marketing geniuses. They are, to me, the pure embodiment of what the punk rock spirit is. They're keeping their music alive. They play a wide variety of political punk rock, songs with messages. They're not preachy. They have a good time. That's what it's about. Anyway, the track that I played for you was a demo of No One Can Save Yourself But You. I truly believe that as well. Government's not going to save you. You can only save yourself. This came from a compilation called Isolation Songs Volume 1. Came out on April 18th this year. It was part of Annie Flag's Patreon campaign. I joined. I love it. It's a series of compilations that were released monthly throughout this pandemic. It was 5 months there. I've gotten 4 compilations. I've gotten their entire catalog, their label Spine Farm entire catalog. Well worth it. If you're not following Annie Flag, you're missing out. Easily one of the best and most fun punk rock bands playing today. Truly enjoyable, definitely Dropbox worthy. And I wanted to give them a shout out because they do things for worthwhile causes as well, supporting their bands. And who can argue with that? It's a tough time. We should promote that. Before that, we heard a band called Dirtbox Disco, a song called I Want Out, from a record called TV Sex Show. Came out on their own label, Dirtbox Disco's Records, on April 18th. They're in Nottingham, UK. They're a punk rock band. What can I say? Anyway, this is their return. This is their 8th LP, and it's their first since Weeb left the band, who was their vocalist, and everybody thought they were going to break out. But Spunk Volcano, who is their guitarist and the main songwriter of the band, stepped up on vocals. And as you can see, it's a great sound. He's got a great voice, and this is truly an enjoyable record. And we started off the set with the Scratches, a song called Sorry Not Sorry, from a record called Never Better. Came out on June 12th this year. It's also self-released. It's available on Bandcamp. It's a melodic punk rock from Columbus, Ohio. It's a mix of skate punk and pop punk, and this is a whole bunch of well-known scenesters from that Columbus, Ohio area. It's got the Hellbound Truckers, the Girls, Suicide Ghouls members. Truly great record, and I think you're going to enjoy it as well. So hopefully that punk rock set whetted your appetite, because I got a little more from you. One of these bands everybody should know. You can't really call yourself a devotee of punk rock if you haven't heard of the band I'm going to play, my throwback. Anyway, we're going to start everything off with Mondo Generator, and this song is called Dog Food.
I hate it. to me. No, I'm so proud. That don't bother me. I'm gonna keep on knocking. Gonna keep on pounding. I knock, I'm gonna pound, I'm gonna knock, I'm gonna. I'm gonna kick your door down. Gonna kick your door down. I wonder what goes on behind closed doors. I'm waiting inside your door. Don't answer more. And so I keep on knocking. I keep on pounding. I knock, I'm gonna pound, I'm gonna knock. But I'm gonna kick your door down. Kick your door down. Give it up.
And that, of course, was The Replacements, also known as The Mats, a song called Kick Your Door Down. It's on Soaring Moth Forgot to Take Out the Trash. It was released on Twin Tone Records on August 25th, 1981. This was the first LP, and I come at it with kind of mixed emotions. I actually didn't discover The Replacements until Hootenanny. So I thought that record was genius. And then, of course, the next record to come out of that after that was Let It Be. So you have Hootenanny and you have Let It Be and you have what are probably in the top five records of all time being released by this odd band. I was lucky enough to see The Replacements three times early on with Bob still in the band, and they changed my life. Well, they're not my favorite band of all time, and I know that's surprising to you. I've already announced that it's Stiff Little Fingers for a whole bunch of reasons. The Replacements could have easily been there, but I approach each of these records a little differently. It's hard to go back and listen to, like, this first record, Sorry Ma, Forgot to Take Out the Trash, if you encountered Hootenanny or Let It Be first. And there's some great songs. I mean, this first record really is a very good record, but the recording is so uneven. Like, that version of Kick Your Door Down sounds like a demo, honestly, but played live was terrific. And so if you haven't discovered The Replacements, find them, seek them out, because they will change your life. I've hesitated. Like, I've been doing this podcast now for, I think, 5 years. And before that, I've tried to put together, like, my top 15 tracks. This is the one band that I've had a hard time approaching for a whole bunch of reasons. Because there's something about them live that is just magic. And some of these songs are transformed live. And some of it's my conflicting feelings, honestly, about Paul Westerberg, who sometimes comes off as a douchebag. And other times, like this gentle, tortured soul. Like if you watch the documentaries for Grandpa Boy and for Color Me Obsessed, you can see that this is a tortured artist. And while I admire his songwriting, it's just sometimes I don't get him. And I shouldn't, I shouldn't judge, but I do. And I think everybody judges in some way. So someday, I promise you, I will get around to putting together my 15 favorite Matt songs, which I think you'll find every Matt's fan has different favorites. You ask them and, you know, they'll say Answering Machine, or they'll say the cover of Black Diamond. But most of the songs will come off, I guarantee you, off of Let It Be, Hootenanny, or Tim. But mine kind of vary. I loved All Shook Down, for example, the last record. So, and Don't Tell a Soul. I thought the mix was terrible, but there's some great songs. So anyway, I could talk for obviously 40 minutes about this, but I don't want to do that because let's save it for later. Let me tell you what else I played in that set. I started everything off with Mondo Generator, and the song is Dog Food. It's from a record called Shooter's Bible, which came out on February 28th this year on Heavy Psych Sounds Records. It's the sixth LP from Nick Oliveri, former Queens of the Stone Age, Caius, Dwarves. This was originally recorded in 2010, but it was shelved. And here it is. It's released 1 week after Mondo Generator's fifth LP, Fuck It. So you got two Mondo Generator records in 1 week. And they're both great. The track I played for you, Dog Food, in case you're kind of getting my wink and a nudge, that's a cover, obviously, of Iggy Pop's song Dog Food. And the only thing of note is that Dave Grohl plays drums on that track. So great track, great record, Mondo Generator, Nick Oliveri, great records. And then I followed up with Angel Dust, a song called Big Ass Love from their record Pretty Buff. Came out on March 15th of 2019 on Roadrunner Records. I played them last week. I played their Lil House EP. This is Justice Tripp, the singer from Trapped Under Ice, with a couple of members of Turnstile who play, obviously, melodic hardcore. But this is full-on melodic punk pop, classic rock. It's a love letter out of Baltimore, Maryland. So look for Angel Dust, look for The Replacements, and look for Mondo Generator. What else can I tell you? Great way to finish. And I'm going to finish today. Last song, we're going to play a band called Overwhelmed. Song I'm going to play for you is What Do You Want? It's from a record called Who Rules the World. You're not going to find it. Apparently one of the members, if you've been following the whole Burger Records scandal, they have a similar thing. This is on Kids of the Lughole Records, which is a label out of Sheffield. Overwhelmed were a Glasgow four-piece featuring members of Rapid Tan and Gimp World. And the band has been disbanded, according to the label. One of them is been labeled an abuser. So as part of the cancel culture, they've been canceled. I have trouble with that. I don't think, obviously, you should support abusers. But I also got to kind of find the fine line for, because obviously, if you look at the history of punk rock and just look at the history of rock music in general, there are a lot of freaking assholes in it. I don't know how to eliminate it, but I know that eliminating music isn't going to solve the answer. Anyway, the band has been disbanded according to the label. All evidence of them have been existed. But this is Chrissy, who's the vocalist at Kaput, and Gilda McMillan, who's in Rapid Tan and Jealous Girlfriend. They're the vocalists on this. I don't think they're the ones that have been accused of sexual abuse. So I'm going to play it for you. Anyway, here you have it, Overwhelmed. What Do You Want? And until next week, as always, Mr. Belding saying, peace out.